From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Armed gunmen are still holding at least two people hostage inside a bank in a suburb of Houston, Texas. Texas police say the armed gunmen were asked to release everyone but were cornered. Carrie Feibel of member station KUHF recounts how an attempted bank robbery grew into this hostage crisis.
There was an exchange of gunfire between the police and the suspects who were leaving the bank at the time, but that made them retreat back into the bank, and that started the hostage situation when they realized they were surrounded. There are about 60 police officers from all over the Houston region here, from Texas Highway Patrol to FBI and various police departments from the surrounding suburb.
Carrie Feibel reporting. Parts of central and the southern U.S. are reeling from a string of apparent tornadoes. The Associated Press reports at least three deaths in southeast Missouri. In the Arkansas town of Cincinnati, firefighter Robert McClure says at least three people were killed and several injured when the twister ripped through the small community.
Just houses twisted in the middle, stuff up in trees, bed frames up in trees. It's just pretty much stuff scattered everywhere. Houses are pretty much gone off their foundations.
A twister was also reported out of Illinois, but federal authorities have yet to confirm tornadoes. As the East Coast continues to clean up from the weekend snowstorm, the western half of the U.S. is now taking its turn in the winter deep freeze. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, frigid winds are a particular threat.
Authorities in Minnesota have tentatively reopened a section of Interstate 94 that was closed since yesterday because of blowing snow and ice. Still, as he drives through western Minnesota, State Trooper Jesse Grabo says conditions remain dicey.
I'm traveling right now around probably an average of 45 miles an hour, and I really wouldn't want to go any faster than that. And we still got a lot of areas that are plugged up with large snow drifts. There's a lot of scattered icy spots from the freezing rain we had from the previous days.
On a North Dakota stretch of I-94, dozens of cars piled up in a big accident west of Fargo yesterday. And the region is bracing for another storm and likely more highway closures later today. But the winter weather isn't confined to the northern plains. Denver is getting its biggest snowfall of the season, and Phoenix, Arizona is enduring unusual freezing temperatures, restricting traffic on some highways. Martin Costi, NPR News.
In the final hour of trading in 2010, not much movement in U.S. stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is on pace to finish the year at its highest level since August of 2008. But at last check, we see the Dow up 8 points at 11,578. The Nasdaq off 10 points at 2653. S&P 500 down slightly at 1258. This is NPR News. The U.S. has hours to go before it rings in the new year, but it's already 2011 in other parts of the globe. Fireworks in Taiwan. It was a similar scene in Sydney, Australia, even as the government struggles with a devastating flood in the northeastern part of that country. The prime minister toured some of the hardest hit areas and pledged aid to hundreds of thousands of affected residents in Australia. Former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky has appealed against his conviction for theft and money laundering. He was sentenced yesterday to the maximum sentence, 14 years in prison. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that his lawyer says there is little hope of success.
Khodorkovsky's legal team say the conviction was undermined by numerous procedural violations. They have always maintained the case was politically motivated, and the lawyer who filed the appeal told the Associated Press the verdict has nothing to do with justice. The conviction and sentence have been strongly criticized by Western governments and human rights groups. Russia's foreign minister has dismissed the criticism, calling Russia's courts independent of both the Russian and foreign governments. Khodorkovsky has been in prison since 2003, when he was seen as a rival to then-President Vladimir Putin. The new sentence will keep him in jail well beyond Russia's next presidential elections. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Alameda County prosecutors will not appeal a ruling that dismissed a guilty verdict against a white officer accused of shooting an unarmed black man on an Oakland train station platform. The district attorney's office said it did not think an appeal would work in the case stemming from New Year's 2009. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.